And that's the reason that they decided they couldn't cure cancer in the first place. I was just kidding around. Hey, this is Flash, somebody at the dork table on a fucking Wednesday night. It's the 9th day of June, 2021, for those of you that like the calendar and shit. And thanks, Grim. I think we're connected. Maybe Cowboy Tech will give me a thumbs up on the RLM if I made it there live or not. Sometimes I just assume. But there we go. Cowboy says, pirates on the web. That means we've made it home. So thanks, Grim, for the place to play. And I've got a co-hostage on this surprise dork table on a Wednesday. And his name is... Uh-oh. Where'd he go?
I'm right here.
There he is! Who is
Yo.
This? Tell him who you
it's
are.
Guardian.
See? Told you. Well, you couldn't make the Saturday dork table, so... I asked him if he'd do me a favor and we could do an hour in the week. So here we are. And let me tell you who's chatting and botting and whatnot. Say the hellos to these regular people that support the reallibertymedia.com craziness. And we got Barman and Cowboy Tech, ACT, Grimner, Moose Girl, Kate, Rob Works, Asmo, A Beetle, Chalcedony, Echelon, Gramsy, ouch, so she's away from the keyboard when I'm live. Thanks a lot, Mary. Java Doctor 2, somebody, that's me. Vanna White, Weather Dork, The Phantom, CC66, Damban Meter, NSIV _ Guardian, that's Magnus. Kozu, Matt WJ, 2002, Meisterbrow, hey, Woody, Mick Dundillo, okay, like McDonald's, The Holiest Roger, and ZPix. So if you're chatting or you're lurking, that's how you do it. Anyway, it's been quite an interesting couple of years, hasn't it?
Yeah, I would say so.
I'm going to call the show tonight. What did I call it? You look at the notes. I called the show tonight, thought we might kind of talk about shit related to this. Knowing the truth sounds insane.
Sounds good to me.
But is it because it sounds insane to you, or do you just recognize it because the people out there in the real world do?
Our second one.
Hmm. Well, none of it sounds crazy to you? The truth?
Nah.
Give me a truth that you recognize that everybody else doesn't get along with you on.
What can we go with? The inoculation, for example.
What? Stay. Yeah, if you want to pick on something that's hot right now, yeah. But how are people treating you about that?
Well, my family keeps going, "Hey, have you gotten your vaccine yet?" I don't know how to tell them that I don't fucking want it.
Okay, so there's a lot of rumor around on the internet webs, in chat rooms and such, links, that people's families are really being split up over the divide.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, did you ask them to give you a good reason for you to get it?
Yeah, my mom said something about that society would shun me if I didn't get it.
Yeah, but society shuns you now, so... Whoopee.
Yeah, so I don't really see the difference, so I don't really care.
Yeah, they're not going to... Just on appearances, you got too much hair to be accepted by society.
Yeah.
Remember, before the show, I was making a joke about the international sign of a lion sack of shit is the necktie. Because everybody that wears a necktie ends up lying to you about something.
At some point, yeah.
Do you think that all the people that lie to us know they're lying to us, or do you think some of them are just caught in...
I assume that some of them are pretty unaware, just as the rest of the herd.
Damn, you said herd. I don't want to be in a herd.
Nah, me neither.
That would be an animal. That's what a herd... Herd is a group of different, animals. Not different animals, but cows are a herd.
Sheep.
See, there you go. So, I don't want to do that. You got a better idea?
Yeah, I want to be a dragon.
Yeah, but how's that going to save you from the dreaded COVID pandemic that's almost killing people?
I don't know. I just think it would be fun.
To be a dragon, huh?
Yeah.
Damn Danes.
Yeah, we're a strange bunch.
Not real. Well, actually, I think, to be really blunt, I think the smaller the population has, the more sane, or either the more sane or the completely opposite, the more insane they are. You go to one extreme or the other, but it's better in a smaller climate.
Yeah.
I mean, look what they did to Freetown. I thought Freetown was separate of Copenhagen. It turned out, after all this time, just to be another leg of it.
Yeah, they're wearing masks as well, even in Freetown.
Well, I'm not talking so much just the masking, but the politics behind all the masking.
Yeah, that's a bunch of...
What is the information that you've read about the mask? What does it tell you? Are they safe? Are they useful? Do they serve a purpose?
Yeah, they make you sick.
How?
Well, you breathe in the same air over and over again and filled with bacteria and all kinds of shit you don't supposed to re-inhale.
See? No. So, see, that's what I mean. This is universal. You're in Denmark. I've heard Americans, because I got friends in America on the Real Liberty Media that still chat with me.
Yeah.
they got the same opinion you do. Write it a little different, but it means the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, your mouth is an exhaust system. It's, wow, you stuff a potato in an exhaust pipe on a car, and what happens to the engine?
It goes boom.
Mm. Mm. See, there you go. And, hey, you know what else is going to go up in price?
What?
This is going to hurt your feelings. You're going to be sad.
Oh, no.
Are you sitting down? I'm not joking. And it's going to get grim. And Rob Works, all the musical people, the price of steel went fucking through the ceiling. So when guitar strings. Or are they made out of...
Suck.
Yeah, because they're made out of steel, not, you know, Wet Dreams off of Liberace's wiener. No. These are metal.
Know.
Yeah, these are metal. Have you been keeping up? You know, you don't keep up with as little as I do. You do less keeping up with the times through the internet.
Yeah.
But you got good taste in music, so why? I'll do the news crap, and you keep us up on the music.
I'll do that.
See, but you still got a sense of what's going on around you, and it's not like you're a total idiot. But you do, you stay more away from the information than I do.
Yeah.
Then how do you come up with the same damn information, the same answers, without all that crap pushed at you?
Mainly from Lou using common sense and, you know, chatting with you back and forth.
All right. So your decision about the inoculation is based on common sense.
Yeah, and different inputs that I trust. Yeah.
Okay, so what do you expect that the system has in this inoculation?
I don't really know, but I don't think it's any good.
Okay, what makes you say that? The sickness coming from, you know, side effects of you may do this and that and the other, or is it something else?
Might not be a side effect, might actually be the real main effect of it.
Where do you?
I don't know what it is.
Wow. See, okay, and I know you, so I know you're not tuned into the YouTube and all this information. So yeah. Where do you get your bits of knowledge you're getting to come up with these? You sound definite. I don't think you could be talked out of whatever decision you make.
Nah, I wouldn't think so either.
Now, I would say from knowing you that this is just from watching shit, listening to people.
Yeah.
Simple as that. And yet, the same people that you watch and listen to are the ones that want you to follow the lead and go do the proper thing.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. House. I mean, I'm so glad my family's not here to see all this, in a sense.
Yeah.
Not because we would argue about it, but they would all be in the age groups to be victims of it.
Yeah.
And I don't think my brother would have fallen for it, but my mom, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, well, it was her mentality, you know, and she bore a scar from an inoculation from a real young age. But yeah. my father was Catholic. Now, whether he practiced it or not, I'm pretty sure that the times that he grew up in, these things were not to be done.
Maybe.
Well, I don't have any ill effects physically from anything going on in my physical world.
No.
Well, except I smoke a little bit too much. I get a cough from the pipe and, you know, shit like that. But I mean, that's like a willing sacrifice I'm making because I enjoy the smoking experience. And there's a lot of people out there that, oh, you're going to kill yourself. I've been hearing that since I started.
Yeah, me too.
Jeez. I mean, I'm not immune to getting, you know, removed from this planet or anything. It's just, I think you got to be ready or looking for it or either that, maybe unaware that it's possible.
Maybe.
Well, I can't figure out what the fear of this getting the flu, it'll kill you thing is when 98% of the people that get it don't die. 98%? Hello?
Yeah.
You get an inoculation for what?
It's nothing.
Exactly. And if you say that to them, they don't want to talk to you no more.
Nah, they won't.
Okay. Do you feel that in the long run that you're going to come out on the losing end of this with your family?
I don't know. I'll probably be the last one standing, but I don't think I'll be laughing, though.
Well, I wouldn't insinuate that it was funny. No. I just, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's so close to home, you know? A lot of people have gotten the damn shot to keep their job from threat of, well, if you're not going to go along with it, you're out.
Yeah.
Whoa. What do you do in a situation like that? I know what I would do, but nobody would believe me.
Get self-sufficient.
How?
I don't know, get a bunch of people who can do all kinds of shit with gardening, growing shit.
Oh, okay.
You make a little society by yourself.
Yeah, okay.
Apart from the rest of them.
Yeah, but not independent of yourself, but independent of the society's bullshit.
Yeah.
What? You mean you're not impressed with your society?
I would. Hmm. Nah. Hmm.
What's your biggest problem with your society?
My biggest problem?
Mm-hmm. Because I live here, too, but I see it through my little rose-colored glasses. You've been out there with me. I see a whole different world here than you do, because you're from here.
I would say greed, corruption.
But how do you recognize it in your society? What do you see as greedy and corrupt?
People stealing from each other. People living in bad neighborhoods, doing all kinds of stupid shit that they shouldn't get into.
Hmm. Uh-oh, that sounds
I've known a bunch of them through time, but never ending in a good situation, now.
Wow. Is that like drug stuff?
Yeah, sometimes.
Do you think drugs are good or bad for us?
Depends on what mentality you have.
Towards the drugs.
It can be both.
See, no one.
And it can be none of them.
Hey, that could be the one-size-fits-all they're looking for.
Yeah, it's got all kinds of possibilities. You can go either way. It depends how you use it.
The system asks all the wrong questions to make something, you know, popular or unpopular in the first place.
Yeah.
You remember Fresco? He had this program thing called, what was that? It was about the future. Anyway, his name was Jacques Fresco. He was very, in my opinion, he was very totalitarian in his way, but the words were different than the results. Like he would write about, if we sat down together and thought of what was best for all of us, well, it seems in the writing, the way he wrote this, he just sat down and wrote that by himself. Wait a minute, that's a little presumptuous, isn't it? But it's one of those things that everybody's afraid to say.
Yeah.
it's got communists attached to it, liberal, faggot. Yeah, every fucking label. Whenever you're nice to the other guy and you don't want anything up front, then you're a fucking pussy and a weakling. You don't know how to do business. Shit like that.
Yeah.
And then you see these stuffed ties, and they do all their shit behind everybody's, you know, closed doors. They should do it live on fucking internet.
That would be kind of cool.
If you guys want to see the world change, demand that your politicians do all their business on live transmission for the world to see. Yeah, you know, in their native tongue. So if you don't speak their language, you're kind of fucked. But, you know, basically you'll find out sooner or later. But yeah. I think if there was no backdoor deals and secrets, and, you know, protection. Do you have national security here?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
The fuck is that?
Well, they have a bunch of different departments when it comes to military shit.
Yeah, but I mean, I could be called a threat. I could be a national security threat if I said the wrong things. Probably have to say them in Danish, though, right?
Yeah, I would assume so.
To be taken seriously, that it wasn't just a joke.
Yeah.
Because your people have a sense of fucking humor.
Yeah, we do.
Some of that Mohammed shit got a few people killed.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't stop the comics, though. They're still doing it.
Yeah, they are.
So, what was the point, you know, of the violence? Violence is, I think it's a product of state. Without state, you'd have, right, 90% of it would go away.
Yeah.
And the people left, they like it, so let them fight. Because some of us just don't fucking want to. It's not, I'm not afraid of it or any of that harsh shit, it's just... It's such a nuisance. And the healing, oh, fucking hell.
Yeah.
Because even if I win by punching you in the mouth and breaking your teeth, what am I going to do to my fingers? You know, and hey, I got gardening to do out there and vegetables and shit like that.
Yeah, and you need that fucker in a cast.
No, that's Cirque's job. She's the finger breaker in the family, not me. Tough guy. Oh, poor Cirque. Anyway, she had another accident with a tree.
Yeah.
It's like, how could anybody be that unlucky when it comes to getting in the way of shit that's falling?
Yeah, but you know what's impressive, though? She's still fucking smiling even then.
Yeah, well.
It's kind of impressive, if you ask me.
It's amazing is what it is.
Yeah, it is.
I can't take pain. I take pain like a 5-year-old. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I told you this. I'm going to give a dork table announcement on Dr. Cooper. Because I've talked about Dr. Cooper on this show many times. Anyway, so the doctor is outside doing his thing last night. And I wasn't sure if he was in or out, but I heard through the open windows two cats, and they were either fucking or fighting. So I'm in these stupid house slippers like a old guy. I'm sitting here quietly, and then I hear all this hoopla, and I think, holy fuck, it's my cat. I better go out and see. So I run onto the wood floor and end up on my butt. A couple of seconds down, I get to the door. They're still on the porch, right on the front of the glass door, fighting. And then as soon as I could get a foot out there, they split up. But Dr. Cooper chased the other cat after he let him go.
Yeah,
he had a mouthful of black fur and shit. I was like, trying to get him, and he was already chasing the cat after he ran away for another shot at him. So the old man is hanging in there, and it was a property dispute, obviously. And the other,
it might have been a good thing that he chased after the cat. He could use the exercise.
He's a little heavy.
Yeah, just a bit.
He's fast as fuck, though. He's not as good as Felix.
No, he's a champ.
Felix can springboard, man. He's like, boing. And Dr. Cooper's like, drip. But he's still pretty fast for him. He's got to be 10 years old. And yeah, out there,
just need to ride motivation.
Out there scrapping with other cats over the porch. I thought that was pretty cool. He won.
Yeah.
He owns his. Yeah, he treats us like royalty. He owns his house.
Well, he is the cat of the house, so you take a look at this. Yeah.
Yeah. About 2 weeks ago, he brought me a mouse again. Luckily, cool. Cirque was out doing something with the dog or something. But Cirque doesn't like it when he does that. Me, I get a kick. I'm a cat guy. See, someday, someday I'll be surrounded by all these fucking rodent cats. And Hannah will have, been gone for a while.
Yeah.
So, anyway. That was, I don't know why I wanted to tell my Dr. Cooper people out there, but that's what he's been up to, and he's still hanging in there. So that's a good thing. Now, let me see. What's on my list here? I got a statement to make. I think this about law.
Yeah.
Courts gave us the problems that we have.
Yeah.
And that.
Also.
What?
How would you explain it?
Well, because say that they want to deprive a certain farmland of water so that place won't thrive. And they'll fail. All they have to do is write laws that direct the water, where the water will be going to.
And they can't do that.
And they have done it. And all the things, well, look at what Monsanto did with the courts.
Yeah.
They would, their seed would spread to another farm. But the seed was their property. The wind took it. Hey, wait a minute.
Yeah, and then they suddenly owned the land. How convenient.
Yeah, and the judge that would try that particular Monsanto case would side with Monsanto, and guess who got screwed?
Everyone else.
Yeah, pretty much. And with all this financial crap, I've got a way different outlook on this finance thing that we live in. And they've come up with this global nonsense, and nobody will explain to me one little tiny problem, and it is, how are you going to get Iran to cooperate with Israel in a global world? It's never going to happen. It's stupid.
Nah, that's a fantasy.
It's ignorant. Somebody put up the definition of Semite today on the RLM chat room this morning.
Yeah.
My morning time. Yeah. And it not only does it cover the Jews, but a Semite is also an Arab. So the whole thing is a fucking lie.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they're wordplaying us.
Well, they've been doing that for a long time.
Here too in Danish. Oh my goodness. Like, how do they lie to you in Danish?
Oh, pretty much the same way as everyone else, I would assume. Just bending words, using right phrases, manipulate the fuck out of people.
Like how? Like with advertising, manipulate the fuck out of them? Or
For example, I've been bad at myself. I've had a bad habit when I was in my late teens, getting people to do all kinds of shit for me just by using the right set of words, Knew how to work their mind.
Ooh.
Yeah, I could be a bit of a dick, but I put that behind me.
Right, but see, knowing stuff exists is one thing, right? But when you dabble into it and find out that it's actually got a reality to it, if you do it...
It's kind of scary.
Well, it opens doors to life that other people don't even believe exist.
Yeah.
Like, for example, if Denmark crashed tomorrow and my life fell apart, I would not panic. I would just... get a broom and start cleaning shit up. But other people, they get all scared and upset and nervous. I think I got more upset over the cat fighting than if something was threatening me. I'm more calm when it's myself, that I don't have that happen. So, but when it was the cat, all of a sudden that stupid side of me came out, panic and run and protect and all that nonsense. When there's two cats fighting, what are you going to do?
Let them fight.
Luckily that when they heard me, they were more afraid of me than they were of each other, so it broke up the fight for long enough for the one cat to leave. But Dr. Cooper wasn't going to have any of that running away bullshit. He went chased after him. And this is over wood fences and all kinds of weird construction we've got going on. We're in the process of repairing stuff. And the cat just jumps over shit. He didn't give a fuck. Wow, man. We got fences to keep a dog in, but cats are different.
Yeah, they're crafty little fuckers.
Well, you live in a fortress because you have an escape artist can open doors with his paw. You have the handles.
If it's locked, he just opens it with the handles.
Right.
Jumps
but
up and gets it.
It's not a very popular door apparatus where I'm from. We usually have the balls, the door balls that fit in your palm. Yeah. But we have a lot of these houses have handles on them. So the cat learned how to knock that handle down. You have to lock him in so he doesn't get out. It's too funny. We do the same thing with Anna.
Yeah.
And then if they get out, they just panic and they try to get back home. You hope. There's that one time, but yeah, that one time at Bandcamp, that happens to a lot of cats.
Yeah.
Hey, so you think you're special, huh, Snowflake?
Sure.
Why?
Because I know what? I'm me, and then what else can be me?
Oh.
Because it would be kind of crazy.
Really?
And the world couldn't handle two of me.
I think it could.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's people that are similar, but not completely identical. I know what you mean.
Yeah, everyone's unique to some sense.
Yeah, but we all got those unpolished, rough, sharp spots, and we run into each other with them all the fucking time. It is amazing how reckless people are in the verbal, visual world.
Yeah.
Yeah, but... Yes. I wonder how many of those people are those Jesus people that think it doesn't matter what you do in physical life because, you know, after this is all over, well, God will forgive you. And I go, wait a minute, are you an idiot? And then it's on, you know. You can't, religious people, they don't like me.
Nah, I know what you mean. They can be a bit difficult, but some of them are nice, though. You know, me and Ash, we used to have a band, like before the corona hit and shit.
Mm.
Our female singer, she was God's honest Christian. Yeah.
I wonder why.
Full on Christian. She sings in the church choir even.
Then, wow. But.
Got a great voice though.
Well, what makes somebody cling to the, I don't know. To me, it's just a story, TV show. Movie.
Yeah.
I don't take it any more or less seriously than that. Any history tale I've ever been told, you know?
Mm.
Well, I'm sure that if somebody had the opportunity to warn me about living in Denmark, they would have took it, but it never came up. I was warned about every other place I went to, but it just never seemed to be what they told me. Watch out for this. What? No, I my belief in that stuff is you bring on your own drama. So yeah. I got married for drama. There you go. That's all the drama I need is from Cirque. I don't need drama everywhere I go. That would be overload. So I just get it with my wife. I can trust my wife not to stab me in the face with a knife because I said something dumb or mean or whatever.
Sure.
But she'll get mad at me every now and again. But, you know, to have somebody that you can trust that much in your life is real, it's to me, it's really good.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm kind of rude.
Once in a while.
I know. And I don't mean it. You'd see, I mean, I'm sure the surprise on my face matches your own after I realize I said that out loud. But I don't know. I don't think. Beyond words, there's violence. You know?
Yeah.
Well, what do you consider verbally violent, though?
Verbally violent?
Hmm.
I wouldn't say cursing, for example.
Right.
But I would say if you know how to use words and put phrases together and make great sentences and whatnot, you can manipulate everybody and use words and as weapon.
Yeah, Grimm and Cirque were talking about a similar thing on their show earlier. So well, you're not the only one. Yeah, you're not the only one that see, but still, here again, you're not the only one that thinks what you think. There's lots of us. We're we're spread out so thinly.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but when the smoke clears, guess we'll be standing.
Yeah, it'll be us.
You won't be laughing either, but at least we'll still be here. It'll just be less crowded, I suppose. You know, or
that doesn't sound too bad if you ask me. But
well, right. See, it's all a matter of interpretation, right? My not speaking the language here has helped me to not become enemies with people over verbal disagreements.
Yeah.
I mean, I've said it in the bar 100 times. After 2 beers, I can't remember 3 words of Danish. And if I could, what would I be able to do? Argue better or something? I don't want any part of that.
Now, what would be the point in arguing?
Exactly. But that's what people do when they drink. They want to talk about, you know, politics, Donald Trump. And what else do they want to talk to me about? Not much.
LGBTQ.
Mostly America. When I was, when Trump was in power, there was a lot of people that liked America better.
Yeah.
Right now, America's not looking too popular.
Nah, I've noticed just a bit.
Well, what's your take on the America thing from your standpoint, as a country? I know it's a broad question, but you want to narrow it down a little bit more, or is that good enough for you?
Nah, maybe I can sum it up like this. For the past at least 30 years, I think, Danish cinema has made a lot of jokes on the state's behalf.
Mm-hmm.
Because, well, they have a reputation of not being the smartest fuckers, maybe.
Just
maybe.
Ouch.
Yeah, well, that's kind of the Danish cinema thing, making fun of other people, especially the states.
Whoa. Well,
yeah.
Okay, but when you say that to a fellow American, I'm an American on paper, so me, it's always the other guy that's the idiot.
Yeah.
I very rarely ever, can look at myself and see the stupid thing I did. I'm hardly for any of the shit that people want.
Nah, there's idiots all over the world, man.
But they
large populations.
They want to replace petroleum oil, right? This laid into the game, which is you don't stop a racehorse 3/4 through the race. It's not going to happen. You're going to have a pile up. Well, that's what they're done, and there's a pile up. And it's going to take years for this thing to slow down and actually be able to stop it, to change it. So in the meantime, they're entertaining us with this New World Order bullshit.
Yeah. And
how would they ever enforce this crap? What are they, fucking stupid? Who believes this nonsense?
I don't know, but enough to make a difference.
I can tell you who believes it. In my humble opinion, I'm going to probably lose more friends with this comment. People that get a driver's license to drive a car and insurance because they could get a wreck. Those people. The ones that support this shit that we live in that really shouldn't.
Yeah.
But they're so afraid of something going wrong, they support the wrong side because of fear of the unknown.
Yeah, they follow the rules of man and not the one of nature.
Fuck. I just don't drive. I mean, it's like, what's the fucking point? Everybody's so anal about it's like the number one thing in the world.
Hmm?
Driver's license. Who? Fuck you. Most of the people got one can't drive any better than me.
Nah.
Without one. You know what I mean? Just saying. Okay. Maybe better than.
I learned to drive a car when I was 15.
Yeah. Some people are really not good at it.
Didn't get a license, though. Never cared about it.
Mm.
Don't drive, though. Mm. I haven't driven since I was 15, just learning it.
But you can. See, that's the thing. I can appreciate people that can but don't want to. Because you make your own mind up. But
I don't really mind using public transportation.
And yours isn't too good either, as far as scheduling and shit like that. They're fucking terrible.
Yeah.
They're not. They don't run it like the Germans do. Tell you.
Oh, that's true. They're pretty damn accurate.
Yeah. Whoa, man. Those Germans know how to do shit. They know how to engineer shit.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And they know how to make a big group of people move in a direction and get them to all do the same thing.
Yeah.
And every decade, it just changes from one thing to a different thing.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, it's, right. But I'm an American looking at it and coming out with that decision. Most Americans, all they know about Germany is Adolf fucking Hitler and the Holocaust. And then they argue whether it happened or not. And all of them overlook the one simple fucking thing, detail that should be paid attention to. It was slave labor camps.
You know, I saw a video of a German that I would say is way more entertaining than Hitler was.
Okay.
He was called the Techno-Viking. Techno-Viking, yeah. It was some German big techno festival through the streets a couple of years, maybe 10 years ago. And there was this huge guy built like a fucking brick house, right? Looked like a Viking and just dancing around the techno, helping out people, giving them water bottles and shit.
Mm-hmm.
He got kind of famous.
Right, well, maybe...
Way more entertaining to see.
Yeah, but see, maybe here, where it's sort of local, because we're the next country over from Germany. But
yeah, just south of us.
In America, they never tell the public anything but tragedy and fucking drama 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
It's pitiful, and... I don't know if there's a, according to, I did some stuff with Larry Woods and Rob Works doing radio, talking about electrical wavelengths and the controls these things do have on us that we're not aware of as, you know, collective. People don't talk about it. They don't know. You know?
Yeah, I would say so.
How, okay, how do you know? Who told you?
I found out for myself.
Through the internet webs?
Through the internet webs, psychedelic substances, meditation, insight.
Whoa, wait a minute. Psychedelic substances, huh?
Yes. Hmm.
Wow. Well, you know what? Those things are called illegal.
Oh, are they? I didn't know
that. You know, so, in our countries, both of us, yours and mine, the things that are illegal shouldn't be, and the things that are legal should be illegal.
Yeah.
And they poison us in so many freaking ways right in front of your face. And then, oh, all of a sudden somebody's getting sued for this certain thing and that certain thing. But wait a minute. But you can't sue for this, but you can sue for that. Wait a minute. What happened to dueling? Well, okay, is it like that here too?
Yeah, some parts, yeah. But you know what really bugs me? Is the part of the alcohol being a legal thing. It's way more poisonous to us than most of what I know.
Mm-hmm.
And still, it's legal. People see it as a fun activity to pour poison down their throats.
I do it myself. I know what you mean.
Yeah, well, I enjoy a good beer once in a while, but that's just that. Once in a while.
Yeah, that's what I've seen out of you. Well, yeah.
I'm a drinker. Once in a while, I have a nice beer, but that's just, that's about it.
So would you recommend other people did illicit substances?
Well, it depends on what kind of mindset they got, what kind of perception on the world they have.
Well, not
and
probably
open-minded.
Right, but the people that would pay any attention to what we're talking about in this format, they probably already think like you do anyway.
I would recommend it.
But average Joe just has this image of a total stranger walking up to another total stranger and pushing drugs on the total stranger to get that person hooked on drugs. And that's what doctors do.
Yeah, pretty much.
They got a license to do it.
Yeah.
Jose don't got no license.
Well, he's got some good shit.
Exactly. But the stuff you get legally is like fucking poison.
Oh, yeah.
Rockefeller Medicine is world known. You know it here. I didn't introduce you to it. You found out right. You didn't have so much fun, should we say?
Yeah.
I'm kind of disappointed that they lab ratted you, but you said you were willing, so okay. But still.
Yeah, and I still have my mind intact. So.
Some of it. Not yeah. all. You couldn't have all. They must have damaged something.
Sure, but you know what? I'm going to get it back, though.
Can you grow another one?
I'll do my damn best.
Well, do you have any knowledge about the assistance the LSD is to your frontal lobe?
Most of what I've read says what's happening in your brain is that all kinds of connections that are usually not talking to each other, you know, brain cells and all that, new connections start to open up and they talk to each other, different pathways, and start opening you up to all kinds of shit, the way you see the world, the way you hear music, sound, all that kinds of shit.
Right, and it's just more detail. Well, when I've done it, it seems it opens it up to more detail. But
yeah.
like Coca-Cola, there's different brands of LSD for different results.
Sure.
Well, I just thought if people are out there listening and they don't have a lot of knowledge, but they're interested in it, there's a good side to everything and there's a bad side to everything. It's just the nature of being alive.
Yeah,
That's why I'm so disgusted with this pandemic crap, is people think they're going to live for fucking ever.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to get inoculated so I don't die of a cold. Oh, right. But that's not going to stop the bus from hitting you, stupid.
That's
yeah,
not.
Right. Yeah, because those kind of people are the ones that have those kind of problems. They're careless because they think they're special. It's frightening. I hate to insult your family to, you know, behind their back like I must sound like I'm doing. But
ooh,
I would just say that, in my opinion, if you weren't coerced into it to, you know, keep what you have to do this. Mm-hmm. If you willingly went into this, I think something's definitely fucking missing somewhere on the connection to reality stand. But I also believe we all live in our each individual reality. But if you fuel it with other people that claim they believe what you do, it grows. Mm-hmm. Yeah, fuck yeah. Walk into a biker bar sometime. Doesn't matter. They know you don't belong.
Nah.
Yep. Don't matter what country you're in. Bikers, no bikers. It's just because that's all they fucking do.
The best and you're good.
Do I know a pothead when I see one?
Yeah. I would say so.
I know probably a dozen closet potheads that they just don't want everybody to know.
Yeah.
So they don't tell anybody because they're that paranoid of, oh, if this got out, it could ruin my, you know, the way I appear in public.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, because it's still got a nasty connotation to it because it's against the law. Fucking people,
yeah,
man.
Everything about this one.
Innocent. Well, yeah, kind of, because from my standpoint, I still believe I'm looking on it from, I don't know. I'm not in it. I'm just looking at it.
Yeah.
I don't participate in it. Hey, Beetle just showed up to the RLM. Hey, you old bastard. But see, everybody has their own self, you know, perception, and then they got what they really do, and sometimes they don't really match.
Nah, that happens.
And I expect me to do that. You know, I think that I'm semi-attached to the world, but at a distance, like. And that people accept that. They're okay with it. I get no resistance.
It's kind of like remember a couple of days back I played you a song where it was the part of the lyrics said, I need to watch things die from a good safe distance.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we do, though.
Pretty much, yeah.
But yet, the society that we survive in allows us our freedom to come in and out and do whatever we want to do with it. as long as we don't hurt anyone, no harm will come to us.
Yeah.
It's like, it's hard to believe. People think you're crazy when you tell them that, but look at my life. You know, there you go. I guess you'd have to know me personally to actually know what I'm speaking about, you know, with any kind of belief. But the word, it sure sounds good. You know, it sounds like a good pie in the sky story for people to look after. I'd sure want to, if I wasn't me, I'd want to live like I do.
Nah.
Or you. You have a pretty clean life. I think so.
Yeah, you, I like to think so too.
You're helpful with people, and when, you know, when something needs to be done, if you don't want to do it, you tell me, I don't feel like doing it. Okay. We'll try it again tomorrow. Or, you know, and some people will just force themselves to do shit.
Yeah.
And then mistreat you later because, you know, you made them do something they didn't want to do.
Yeah, they should have kind of let me do it then.
Right. Well, we're all afraid, to be honest. It's a touchy thing.
Sure.
Jeez. If I was honest with people for a 24-hour period, where would I be? What hospital would you find me in?
I don't know, but you'd probably be 10 feet under.
Damn. You know, yeah, you get the same ideas. Anyway, what do you think of the equality trap this week?
The what?
The equality trap.
Oh, I haven't been keeping up with that.
Oh, yeah. They got to, Whitey is the new nigger.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Now it's kill Whitey. It used to be kill niggers. Now it's kill Whitey.
Wow.
So, it's the same fucking dance with a different tune.
Yeah, back and forth, back and forth.
Mm. It's too much fun to sit back and watch this crap, too. Cause
yeah, sounds like.
The people that support this garbage that they all spew all have old white guys in the seats of decision. Pretending to decide shit because they can't even speak. But, I mean, I can barely speak English, but I do better than Joe Biden.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
What?
You do.
You've heard Joe Biden speak?
Just a bit enough to know that I don't want to hear him anymore.
No, wait a minute. That's the leader of the free world you bash in there, sport. Come on.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Oh, that's what they say. Oh, and remember, it used to be Russia that America was supposed to hate. Now that's all different now. Now it's China.
Yeah, it was.
China pulled the short straw and has to fight the United States. Russia's resting up from their last, their election battle.
Tag out.
This is, come on, have you ever not seen it as a shit show?
Yeah. Years back when I still went to elementary school and all that shit.
Oh, I had the fortune of other kids a few years older than me being interested in me, my relatives. So I had older teenage influence, and they were telling me shit when I was like 8, 9 years old that I didn't really understand it. But when I turned 11 and 12, I did. I said, holy shit, that's what all that meant.
Yeah,
well, it's just been a strange life. I've not met anybody that's lived the kind of freestyle life I've lived. Until I got married to Cirque, though.
Yeah.
But who'd want to go anywhere from here? I mean, this is like, what a way to lose. You know, I'm stuck here. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
When was the last time you saw me in a bad mood?
I'm not really sure.
See, I don't remember I have my bad moments here or there, like any other normal person. But
sure.
Not lingering, growling, and kicking shit. No, I've got it fucking made.
Nah.
We have this garden. They call it a garden here in Denmark. And everybody just, when they come over to visit, they work and do shit and make the place look a little better. Because it's a lot more than me and Sir could ever do by ourselves anyway. But there's reasons. I don't need to go into all the details of that. But we have the best freaking family to work with here. I mean,
yeah, you do.
I don't know what it's got to do with being Danish or anything. It's just the luck life. I'm just lucky. So, you know, and then it brings people like you into my wavelength, where they've got a reason to interact for a minute and see if there's a reason to continue.
Yeah.
Ah, the smoking and the music, man, that's a lot of reason to entertain and interact with somebody else. Cause
music in itself, yeah.
Well, you open your eyes to shit you've never seen before with a clear mind. You know, some people are prejudiced before they hear what they're looking at.
Yeah.
I had to show him Liberace. If you guys are out there at my age, we should know who Liberace was. And all that gaudy, you know, fancy schmancy jewelry and all whatnot. He was a freaking genius of a piano player.
Yeah, he was brilliant.
Yeah, but it helps to be a musician to actually, you know, for the first time see that through beyond all the show and just hear the music.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
And not a lot of people have that kind of interest in the weird shit that I do. So here I am in Denmark, right? Been on the radio talking about this place for years. So to have a Danish person get on here, you know, with me and that knows me and talk about this shit, it's just, we're going to leave a message behind, you know, for future people to find out about it. They ever open up and look, you know, wait, what the fuck this guy's talking about?
And he doesn't know either.
And I don't really think there's any difference in the long run. Our governments behave a little differently, but our people don't. Java Doctor 2 says flash flood warnings. He's in Ohio. And Beetle says the same. He's in Connecticut. Wow. So, yeah, well, they've been playing with the weather in the, you know, military for 70, 80 years, something like that.
Yeah.
Been probably long before that. But, you know, where it came to the public eye, we knew they were doing weird shit.
Yeah.
Well, it's not too bad here, though.
I wouldn't say it was, no.
Is this any more extreme of a summer to you than it's ever been?
It's a bit hot, but nothing more out of the usual, you know?
So it's been like this before, it's just not constant.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. So, yeah, because some years you get a little hotter, and then some years you're a little lower. But I grew up in L.A. where 100 degrees is 100 degrees. 101, it don't change nothing. 115, that's a little different, you know, but... when you're in that low 101, 102, 103, you can't physically tell it, especially if you live there. But if we took you there, man, the humidity here, I've had years and years to adjust to that.
Yeah.
But that's my weakness, is the moisture. You know, if I was a sponge, I'd probably flourish. Okay, anyway. How about we'll end the show with a little run on misidentification? You know, name three things in your physical life that you see that are misidentified to you, besides the inoculation. We'll knock that one off because we've been down that road.
Yeah, I want to. What else? I'm not very sure.
All right. Is it the translation problem? How about if I throw some ideas at you? You can either tell me if that's it or not.
Yeah.
Education.
Yeah.
All right. How was that misrep to you? Because it's got a good name on the American information about it.
Yeah, well, the Danish education system is one of the best in the world, as far as I know. But what they're teaching is still pretty much jack shit.
Okay.
That was it.
All right.
I spent a lot of time skipping school, and I still seem to be doing pretty fine.
Well, you don't seem like an uneducated moron to me. I mean, yeah, I talk to you regularly. No, you hold your own, and you speak more than one language, so that's got to be something. But
yeah, not everyone here does that.
But you know, you know what I think, which is the crap they want to teach you at school is, it's not complete. There's parts they've taken out, and there's laws written into progressive ideas like electrical improvement. The law will only... yeah, and they won't let you go beyond where they've been because they know once you crack that wheel, there's the free energy. And they want to keep that from us.
Yeah, so they can make money.
Off our collective stupidity. Wow, what a game, huh? Well, I don't want to play anymore.
Nah, it sucks, this game.
Well, my wife will play.
Yeah, well, I have to play to some extent. But yeah.
You make the best of it, though, from what I've seen. You know, you don't say so. You don't seem all happy and dancing about it, but you don't seem like you're gonna, you know, snap and get a gun and shoot anyone over it either.
Nah, I won't.
Hey, close us out with, what's your stand on guns? Do you care? Are you for them, against them? Have you ever used one?
Yeah, I have held one, a rifle.
Yeah.
My older brother, he used to be in the Danish Navy, and they had once every year we'd come out as a family member and see the ship and what they do and all kinds of crap, right? And I got to hold some assault rifle thing.
Mm-hmm.
Not loaded though, but yeah, got to hold it. Treasure aiming it down a lane.
What'd you think of it?
It was fun.
Okay.
But
so,
I really care either way.
Well, would you own a gun if the way things are right now? Do you feel any need to own a gun?
No,
or curiosity about using it, target practice, or any of that?
Nah, I'm not much for that.
But you're not against people having them?
No.
Okay. Why not?
Because it's a choice you make on your own.
Okay.
And if you can't handle it, you're gonna fuck it up, and then you won't ever be able to get one ever again.
Is that a popular way of looking at guns here, or is that just your own individual, nobody else ever talks like that?
Yeah, nobody really talks about it like that.
Okay. So okay, see, well, because I'd say arm everybody equally and let nature take its course.
Yeah, I say arm the people who want to be armed.
Yeah.
Let those fuckers sort it out themselves.
Yeah, just that would be fine with me, too. And I've chosen to live somewhere that's got a reputation for no guns, but there's guns.
Yeah, there are.
I don't know what... I guess average Joe thinks that people that buy guns need to get a license to buy the gun they're going to buy.
Yeah, a license to save your ass.
Yeah, because just like the hash I get, because I have a license to get it. If I look at a plant like that, I look at a gun that way too. I have got no problem with guns at all. I just don't want people to, when I'm drinking... Don't let me know you have one. I'll bug you until I can find it.
Yeah.
And then I might want to try to shoot you in the leg to see what happened. I've heard horrible stories. Oh, you're so nuts when you drink. Oh, you're funny, but no, keep the guns away from him.
Yeah.
But still, I'm not personally afraid of them. I just think they're a coward's weapon, and I don't bring that cowardly fucking shit on me.
Nah, I'm not much for it either.
And I haven't been challenged to a fight or a duel in 30 years. So,
no,
people just look the other way when I come or they say hi. There's no violence about my life. It's so disappointing. I read on the internet every day, you know, how mad and angry everybody is because of how the state's treating them. And my solution to that was fuck off. You know, I don't need you. I'll see you later. And I had property or, you know, things, valuable shit. And I still didn't care enough about the shit to go back to America to chase it. So, you know, but it's not the popular way to live to do what I've done.
Nah, I don't think it would be.
But the results, these results that I've gotten have come from good intentions. There's no other way. Yeah, there's no other way to explain it because I live a charmed life in physical reality. I sound like a crazy guy, you know, to normal people. People that have responsibilities. I don't take any of the shit serious, Magnus, except Cirque. Yeah, outside of Cirque, I don't give a fly. And the dog and the cat, you know, the living.
Of course.
And a close circle of people that you've met a lot of. And these are fine people that treat me exactly like they treat each other. And I think that if you're living that kind of life, that's because that's what you want. You know?
Yeah.
If I wanted chaos and drama, I could go out there and find it.
You could create it yourself if you wanted to.
Yeah, you know I could go out there and find some real hardcore drug people and get into some trouble. But
sure.
I don't need that. So that's not what I get. I get what I look for, which is tranquil and intelligence, peace and quiet, with just a hint of drama with my wife every now and again to feel alive.
Of course, a little spice once in a while.
But nothing, nothing that would ever make me not want to be where I'm at. And I think that's my choice. So, anyway, thanks a lot for making up for the Saturday because you couldn't be here with me on the dork table. I did a solo. It was weird. Yeah. I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, I tuned in for about an hour.
Yeah, but it was fun as fuck to do it. But while I'm doing it, I'm nerve-wracked. But when I'm finished and it's over and I listen back, that wasn't all that bad. It might have been on some levels, but as far as being tolerable, even I could tolerate it. And I last about 5 or 10 minutes on a normal conversation. Anyway, so let's see. We've got on the reallibertymedia.com, we've got plenty of people doing radio. Got the Redneck Dennis doing it. Hal Anthony's doing it. Grimner and Moose Girl is doing it. Yeah. Grimner and Cirque just did it. And Vinny might be back to do it. And you never know. Maybe Graham Z will slow down in the future sometime. She's been running real heavy for the last about 6-7 months, taking care of her mom. And after that, yeah, she had a head-on collision last year this time. Mm-hmm. Got front-ended, totaled 2 cars. The girl hit her head. Yeah, it wasn't her fault. She was the victim of it. But yeah, she survived it and hurt her back pretty bad. But she can walk still. And, I'm looking forward to her joining us again on the radio. She's a blast.
Cool.
Anyway, let me get my buttons all connected here so I can give Grimner back his podcast machine thingamabobber. And any last message you want to give the American people that catch the show out there?
Nah, I think I'm good.
All right. Thanks a lot. See you later, guys.